Hello and welcome to Tony Broom Ministries, teaching and preaching God's Word, reaching the lost for Jesus Christ, and edifying the body of Christ, preaching a simple gospel that works, proclaiming the blood and the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. The title of our session this time is The Incarnation. Scriptures are coming from John chapter 1. God's purpose in the Incarnation was to reveal Himself through Christ. Incarnation means in the flesh. Jesus came in the flesh. God in the flesh. Emmanuel, the one who came to save us all. Our golden text is John chapter 1, verse 14. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus came to the world, the express image of the Father's person. He came in flesh, God, man, seed, the song says. He came in flesh, born of a virgin, come to save us all. The Word becoming flesh and dwelling among us, and we beholding His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He offers us grace and He offers us truth. Jesus is the eternal Word. John begins his gospel in chapter 1 like this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word here is capitalized in the English King James Bible. The Word is a person. The Word is spoken, and the Word is also spirit and life. Jesus said, "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." He speaks to us God's eternal Word. The Word in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Jesus, the second person of the Godhead, is God, just as is the Father, the first person of the Godhead, and the Spirit, the third person of the Godhead. God in three persons. Blessed Trinity. And He is holy, holy, holy. Holy for the Father, holy for the Son, and holy for the Holy Ghost. God was in the beginning, as far back as you want to go. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. There is no difference. There is no variation. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. God created the heaven and the earth, and He used Jesus to create all things. The book of Colossians tells us that by Him all things were created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him, and He is before all things, and by Him all things consist or have meaning, have substance. He makes everything worthwhile. He works everything, and He makes everything work. By Him were all things created. Nothing was made without Him. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. He comes to give us life, and He comes to give us light. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Jesus offers both spiritual life and physical life, because He is the one. God breathed into man the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Jesus is that light who lights everyone who is born in this world. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. He is the one who lights your light. He is the one who gives you life. He can give you not only physical life, but He can give you spiritual life, eternal life. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. When the light shines, darkness is no more. Just like in the beginning as we know it. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth being without form darkness dwelling on the face of the deep. The Spirit of God moves on the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. That's the King James Bible. Hebrew is like this. God said, light be. Light was. And that's light. He speaks His word, and light comes into being. And when the light shines, darkness is no more. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not. And the reason that darkness does not comprehend light is because light does away with darkness. Light is manifested, and darkness is no more. That's why the scripture tells us that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. He is indeed the true light. Jesus is the true light. There may be those who try to present themselves as light. Even Satan tries to come across as an angel of light. And we know that he is the prince of darkness, the prince of this evil world. But Jesus is the true light. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This is John chapter 1, verse 6. And John, the apostle, is not talking about himself. He's talking about John the Baptist. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. John the Baptist, John the son of Zechariah and Elizabeth. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. John the Baptist, that is, made it clear, and he went through great detail to make sure that he made it clear that they understood, I am not the Christ, I am not that great prophet, I'm not Elijah, I may look like him, I may dress like him, I may eat like him, but I am not Elijah. Now, Jesus said they could have had the kingdom. If you will receive it, he is Elijah who was to come, who is to come. And of course, they did not receive it. And they rejected Christ, they rejected John the Baptist, they rejected the kingdom. John the Baptist was a type of Elijah, and he was a type of the light. He was a burning and a shining light. Jesus called him that. He was a burning and a shining light. He was a light, but he was not the light. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Jesus is the one who gives you life. He is the one who illuminates everyone who is born in this world. And you have the opportunity now that you are a living, breathing mammal, otherwise known as a human, man or woman, boy or girl. You have the opportunity now to receive Christ as your Savior and make Him your Lord. He is the true light who lights everyone who comes into the world. And the world is mentioned several times in John chapter 1. God wants us to understand that Christ came to the world to save us. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. The one who made the world. We talked about Him creating all things, all principalities, all powers, all the heaven and all the earth. Everything was made by Him. He is a part of creation. That is, He is a part in creating everything. God the Father is the Creator. God the Son is Creator. God the Holy Ghost is Creator. It is the Spirit of God, you remember, who moved upon the face of the waters. He, Jesus, made the world. He was in the world. The world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. The sad thing is that the one who created all things came to the world that He made. He came into this world as a human being. Even though He was totally God, He became as total man, complete man, and He came to the world that He had created. Surely they'll receive me now. I'm one of them. I identify with them. But they rejected Him. He came to His own people, and His own received Him not. That is a tragedy. He came as the Jewish Messiah to fulfill the law, to fulfill the prophets. He is the fulfillment of all Scripture. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is a fulfiller of all Scripture. And He came. He did not come to destroy the law or the prophets. He said, I came not to destroy, but to fulfill. He came as the fulfillment of all Scripture. He came to His own. He came through the line of Abraham, seed of David. He came to His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him. Now, it's no more just Jewish. It's red and yellow, black and white, nations, creed, color, kind, from all the kindreds and people and the nationalities of the earth. Whosoever will may come and take the water of life freely. As many as received Him, to them gave He power, and that word is exousia, authority. He gives them authority to become the sons of God, the children of God. He gives you sonship. You are sons and daughters of the Most High God when you're born again. He gives you the authority to become the children of God, even to them that believe on His name. You receive Him, and you come to Him and receive Him by believing on His name. How can I receive Christ in my heart? Just by believing on His name. As many as received Him, to them gave He the authority, the power to become the sons of God, even to those who believe on His name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man. This is not a physical birth. If you are born physically, of course, you're a living human being. And if you're born physically, you need to be born spiritually. You're born in the flesh. That is a physical birth. Birth of man, birth of the flesh, birth by human blood. But we're not talking about that kind of birth. We're talking about the kind of birth that Jesus told Nicodemus about. You must be born again. How can a man be born when he is old? He inquired. Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Well, we know that's not true. Many of our mothers, most of them, are with the Lord now. And certainly, we could not do that. And even if somehow we could, she wouldn't let us. Why in the world would somebody want to come back here and go through all that pain and misery and sorrow and raise us up to be boogers and stinkers again? Nobody wants to do that. If you can believe in that wow, certainly you can believe in the spiritual birth, the new birth. This is not a birth of man. It's not a birth of the will of the flesh, but it is of God, born of God, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the Word of God. The eternal Word, the light, the true light, the Word made flesh, the miracle of miracles, the wonder of wonders. How God loved the world so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him would not perish, but have everlasting life. How in the world can God bring it about? Well, it's because He came into this world in the person of His Son, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, God the Son. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus said, if you have seen Me, you've seen the Father. You don't have to say, show us the Father. That'll be good enough. No, He said, if you've seen Me, you've seen the Father. We see the Father by taking a look at Jesus. We take a look at Jesus by looking at God's Word, reading God's Word, hearing God's Word. The Word in the person of Jesus Christ was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld His glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John, that is John the Baptist now, he bears witness of Him, and cried, saying, this was He of whom I spake. He that cometh after Me is preferred before Me, for He was before Me. John says, this is the one I'm talking about. This is the one, He comes after Me. John was a forerunner of Christ, and John said, He's coming after Me. But I'm bearing witness. I'm preparing the way of the Lord. I'm making His path straight, like Isaiah said, Isaiah chapter 40. He is the one. He came after Me, but He was preferred before Me, for He was before Me, and of His fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. We have all received of the fullness and the blessing of the grace of God, of His fullness, that is, of Jesus Christ. We have all received. We've all been benefited. Even those who are in sin have been benefited by the grace and mercy and blessing of God. His fullness, all we have received, and grace on top of grace. By grace are you saved, through faith. That is not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. He is the one who brings grace. He is the one who is the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me, Jesus said. The law was given by Moses. It showed us how bad we are, how good God is. But grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. He came to fulfill the law, and He came to bring us to God. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, He hath declared Him. He's the one who shows us who God is. So now, the incarnation, how God would come in human flesh, the Word of God, to save us. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by God's Word. You've heard the Word of God today. Make Him your Savior. Own Him as your Lord. Father in heaven, I thank You for the opportunity to present this Word to Your people from John chapter 1. I pray You would bless Your people today, and those who are walking in darkness and have lost their way, may the true light shine to them now. May You, Jesus Christ, reach into the heart of everyone, man, woman, boy, and girl. Save that soul, Lord, who's crying out to You right now. I pray this in Your name, Jesus. Amen. The Incarnation has been a production of Tony Broom Ministries.